The following comes to Radioactive from the Voice of America.
Welcome to Healthy Living. I'm Ira Melman in Washington. In 2000, Magnus Liljedahl received an Olympic gold medal in sailing. He has been in love with that sport all of his life, and it paid off. But after finishing his career in professional sport, he never gave up sailing. And today he's introducing the therapeutic and healing sport to underserved young people, U.S. veterans, and individuals with disabilities. Lilia Anisimova met with the Olympic champion. Anna Rice narrates her story.
Magnus Liljedahl has been sailing since he was a kid in Sweden. As an adult in the United States, he was able to turn his passion into a spot on the U.S. sailing team for the 2000 Olympics in Sydney, where he won a gold medal.
Who would forget that? You know, when I went to the Olympics, I had tried for like 28 years or something like that to finally make it and mentally prepare and sort of envision winning, standing on the podium and stuff. So I'd done all of that. So I kind of felt like when I got there, I almost felt like I'd been there before.
For Liljedahl, there is nothing more therapeutic than sailing. And the sport teaches teamwork, decisiveness, and confidence. In 2005, he launched Team Paradise to share those skills with underserved young people, veterans, and individuals with disabilities.
We all want to do something with our lives. I've always been sailing, and I figured that, you know, I can keep sailing and I can be working with disabled people.
The nonprofit, mostly volunteer organization, offers sailing instruction and accessible sailboats for free. After training with the Olympic champion, many program graduates go on to succeed in competition themselves. But a sport career is not every participant's goal. For many, it's a form of therapy that can work wonders, helping with physical and emotional trauma. And that's the main reason many federal agencies have teamed up with Liljedahl, among them the U.S. Department of Veterans Affairs.
I joined the Navy a million years ago when I was 18 years old, so I've served for over 20 years. I was part of the recreational therapy program with the Miami VA. They had mentioned Team Paradise and Coconut Grove, and being out on the water is one of my favorite recreational sports. So being part of this with Magnus's group is an absolute dream come true.
Veterans say sailing helps their adjustment to civilian life, and participating in Liljedahl's program helped them meet like-minded people, all of whom say sailing taught them how to never hit rock bottom. For Lilia Anisimova in Miami, Florida, Anna Rice, VOA News.
Thank you for being with us for Healthy Living. I'm Ira Melman in Washington.
That was a program from The Voice of America.